I met her on her wedding day. Walked up to her and smiled. No one ever talked to the bride. So I thought I'd try something new, thinking maybe I could break tradition. Henna patterns wrapped around her wrists, climbed up her arms, spreading blossoms on tender flesh. Her lips were a wilted crimson, tilted ever so slightly to the side. The perfect almost smile. The first thing her mother taught her was how to wipe the tears before the blood dries. Shredded knees heal, but shame never fades away. Don't climb trees and ride bikes. That's how little girls lose their virginity. She sat on a porcelain throne, beads and bows, holding plastic flowers to the armrests. Are you all right? I asked. I shouldn't cry, she said, fingers catching tired tears. It's fine to cry. You'll be happy later. I shouldn't cry. How long have you known him? I don't. She was 17 years old, just graduated high school, and her parents sent her to college because an educated girl can fetch a bigger dowry, but this mister didn't mind the country girl. He grew up with her father, didn't need an intellectual, just someone who could feed the kids while he raised them. She was a mail order bride, and her father licked the stamp. I cried. How many weddings have I been to? She just got off the plane 12 hours ago, and they already started dressing her. No time to take measurements, so they pinned satin to her skin, tucked her into the time-tested wireframe our ancestors welded. If you put a girl in a steel corset, you'll never have to hear her scream, and she was gorgeous. You could put anyone in her dress, and it wouldn't make a difference because we were guests of the groom, and this was his wedding. No one knew her name. She only spoke Arabic. No one knew her name, and she danced until the tears came, and the middle-aged used-to-be brides explained it away. She remembered her mother, they said. Brides always cry when they remember their mothers. She'll have her fifth child by 30. My parents protected me from all the broken men, and their flesh-eating fingers told me that one day, when the time is right, I'd find someone who could cook as well as my dad, who was almost as smart as my mom, who'd hold me so close that I could breathe in his memories. When I told my parents about the bride and all we could do was hold that girl's hand, it killed me. Tonight, he'll crush the blossoms around her wrist with the same hands that the man threw at his wife next door, last Thursday, the same fist that taught a daughter how to keep her mouth shut. He'll crush the ridges of her spine, and she'll hold her tongue. Bite the screams as they come. Wipe the tears before the blood dries. No one ever talks to the bride. Thank you.